Janis Joplin was nearing the end of recording her new album. She was newly engaged and about to embark on a tour, but in the early hours of October 4th, 1970, she would die from a heroin overdose, and the infamous 27 Club claimed another member. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Janis Joplin was staying at Los Angeles' Landmark Hotel during the recording sessions. Musicians used to refer to it as the Landmine Hotel. It was popular due to its convenient location to street dealers. She had had her well-known share of drug issues, but had been clean for about 6 months prior to the Pearl sessions. After leaving the studio on the night of October 3rd, she met the band for drinks at a local bar before returning to her hotel. The next afternoon, when she didn't show up to record her vocals on Buried in the Blues, her road manager went to the hotel when phone calls went unanswered. Her psychedelic-colored Porsche was still in the parking lot, and after getting a key from the manager, he found her on the floor, dead at the age of 27. She had begun using again about 2 weeks prior to her death, and it was determined that the heroin she purchased was between 4 and 10 times stronger than her usual dosage. Her death was a shock to the music world, coming just 16 days after the death of Jimi Hendrix, also at the age of 27. The Pearl album would be released in January, peaking at number one and holding the top spot for 9 weeks. It was a tragic end to a life and a career cut too short when Janis Joplin died on this date, October 4th, 1970. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.